Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we'll unlock the book Simplicity Parenting, using the extraordinary power of less to raise calmer, happier, and more secure kids. Competition is fierce in modern society. As a result, to help give their kids a head start in life, many parents invest a great deal in their education. They keep their kids' schedules full of enrichment classes and activities. They earn as much money as possible to ensure that their children won't pale in comparison to other kids. They work hard to provide their kids with the things all the other kids have. If other kids go on overseas study tours or attend winter and summer camps, the parents want their kids to go too. It's true that children in well-off households in developed regions are often more knowledgeable and enjoy abundant snacks, toys, and books at home. They seem to receive a better education. However, research shows that children in more developed regions often suffer from the negative side effects of modern life. They're more likely to develop conditions such as attention deficits, behavioral disorders, and psychological issues. Why is that? Contrary to common belief, those extracurricular activities and fierce competition only disrupt the simplicity and innocence of childhood. The pace of their life is simply too fast to allow kids to grow slowly and calmly. Too much stuff and too much information can make it hard for kids to focus. It can lead to stress and consequently excess tension and behavioral disorders. To address this situation, the authors of Simplicity Parenting offers easy practical steps on how parents can simplify both their kids' lives and their own. In simplifying, parents eliminate objects and behaviors that disrupt kids' attention and cause stress. Parents can protect their child's true nature and give them their childhood back. This book was co-written by Kim John Payne and Lisa M. Ross. Payne is a consultant and trainer to over 60 U.S. private and public schools. He's been a school counselor, adult educator, and consultant for nearly 30 years and a private family counselor for more than 15 years. Payne is a strong advocate of Waldorf education, which emphasizes imagination and development of the whole child to address attention problems in children. He's been helping kids with attention deficit disorder, ADD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, and oppositional defiant disorder ODD for years. His co-author Ross has been involved in publishing for over 20 years. She used to be an editor and literary agent and now works exclusively as a writer. Next, we'll explore this book in three parts. Part 1, Why Simplify? Part 2, Simplify the Environment and the Adult World. Part 3, Constitute a Sense of Rhythm by Simplifying Schedules. Simplifying involves eliminating unnecessary stress in kids to protect their childhood and develop their characters. First, let's explore the benefits of simplifying. That is, why should we simplify? The first reason for simplifying is that it can help kids eliminate accumulated stress. Payne has been researching children's behavioral disorders for years. He's found that too much stuff and too much information has put kids under too much stress. As stress accumulates, it leads to serious consequences. An increasing number of kids suffer from the side effects of modern society and experience attention difficulties, behavioral disorders, and psychological issues. You might think this is an exaggeration. Are our kids really under so much stress? Well, it's true that kids in developed countries are under much less stress compared to kids in war-torn countries or refugee camps. But the stress in kids in more stable environments can quietly accumulate to the point that it hurts them just as much as war and disease. No child can avoid stress. For instance, getting injured when playing a game, getting into a fight, and getting sick are all small but real sources of stress for kids. But what happens when these small stresses accumulate and are never released? The answer: our kids can't handle it and they react in abnormal ways to protect themselves. They exhibit attention deficits, tension, irritability, aggressiveness, and so on. The American Psychological Association calls such a cumulative reaction to stress complex post-traumatic stress disorder. So, cumulative stress results in behavioral disorders in kids. What simplifying aims to do is to unload a child's small stresses one at a time. This is the first reason why it's good to simplify. The second reason why it's good to simplify is that it can help kids through soul fever. As we've learned, complex post-traumatic stress disorder is the pathological manifestation of cumulative stress. An emotional outburst is a child's most direct way to resist that stress. For instance, small kids might become restless, easily irritated, or upset. Older kids might talk back, challenge their parents, or rebel. These are all ways they tell their parents they can't take the stress anymore. By soul fever, pain means those situations where kids can no longer bottle up their bad emotions. At these times, parents need to cool down the kid's soul fever to release their stress. By simplifying, parents can get their kids through soul fever without escalating their emotions. For instance, when Payne's oldest daughter was 3, she had a soul fever incident. But her mother used a small trick to simplify, the emotional tempest soon passed. The little girl was screaming and crying, rolling about, and pounding her head on the floor. The scene was intense and worrying. How did her mother handle it? She just picked up a pillow from the couch and calmly placed it under her daughter's head. Then, without saying a word, she sat down and began knitting. Not long afterwards, the grumpy little girl wore herself out crying and fell asleep. It was that simple. The little girl's mother didn't interrupt. She didn't say a word. She just gave her kid space in a calm and patient way and left her to deal with her emotions. The key to simplifying is to give children space and grace so they can gradually construct their own emotional healing system. The third reason why simplifying works is that it supports children's self-development. Childhood is a sacred place that should be guarded and taken care of. To simplify it is to be a guardian who protects kids from intrusions of anxiety, stress, and negative information. By doing so, kids can enjoy their childhood with more freedom and become who they are. Kids that grow up in this way often have a more peaceful and pleasant character. Take this example. James, an 8-year-old boy, behaved like a knowledgeable adult. He cared about international politics and the economy and could comment on environmental issues. However, young as he was, he suffered from anxiety, stomach aches, and insomnia. He didn't enjoy playing with his peers. He was afraid to try riding a bike. What was the problem? Payne noted that James's parents were both very intellectual. They were news junkies who cannot stop discussing social issues and challenges at work during meals or before bedtime. Their 3 televisions were always tuned to news channels. They believed that by doing this, their son would learn more about the world. What they didn't realize was that they'd invaded James' childhood. He'd lost the simple happiness of being a little boy. Instead, he was made anxious by all the shocking social issues he heard and saw on TV. As a result, he behaved more like a worried old man. He couldn't digest and shoulder all the stresses of the complicated adult world. James's parents decided to simplify. They eliminated information from the adult world from James's world and increased their outdoor playtime. James now began doing the mischievous things that boys do, like catching earthworms and digging holes. Within a month, James had a good appetite and was sleeping well. Freed from his nervousness, James could play quietly and attentively. Later, he played with his peers and acted like a normal boy again. Thanks to his parents' efforts to simplify his life, he was developing his true original self. All right. That's all for the first part. We examined why you should simplify. First, cumulative stress results in children's behavioral disorders, and simplifying can help them eliminate stress. Second, simplifying can help kids through soul fevers. Third, simplifying can protect childhood from the intrusions of the adult world and support children's self-development. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.